The OECD has warned of the risk South Africa's troubled SOEs pose to the economy, and now with GDP having contracted horrendously, a fast depleting revenue, government just can't afford appeasing those who go cap in hand. Jones Gondo from Nedbank CIB joins me now on the line with more on the state of play. Thanks so much, Jones, for your time this evening. Well, any GDP growth is going to be contingent, as we've heard, on structural reform. How do we even begin to rank the credibility of reform in South Africa as far as SOEs are concerned? We hear the rhetoric, but it's really hard to make sense of what's actually happening, if anything.
Hi, Alicia. It really is a difficult one to call in terms of trying to find a golden thread in government's arguments about being really committed to reform. I think the credibility of it is really low. If you just think about the fact they've been going cap in hand, it's really they're looking for revenue substitution from the government. We know that the rest of the economy has also had a big revenue shock. It's trying to balance the idea that SOEs, in most part, are a big cost contributor to the economy, and them running efficiently and being reformed would really help the rest of the economy at a time like this.
Absolutely. Yet we've had, the SABC, post office, other SOEs ask for 10 billion rand in bailouts, despite the fact, that the state cannot afford to continue supporting SOEs to the same extent that they have done in the past. So how do you see this playing out?
I think it's the ground towards the MTBPS, the midterm budget policy statement, is essentially the battleground. National Treasury, in our view, has very little choice. Circumstances dictate that they take a hardball approach, and we know that they're working on a zero budget based approach. And what that means really is, with the few resources that they do have, they really need to cut back on expenditures that aren't servicing the social needs that are priority at the moment, or growth promotion. And so I would imagine that for a lot of these institutions, without a real commercial case or a developmental outcome to speak of, they should be first to cut.
Absolutely. But how does that rationale actually translate? How do you see it filtering through? Because on this battleground that you talk about, the trade unions certainly have a place. And we've seen, the kind of ammunition they themselves hold in that arsenal.
Yes. I mean, that becomes another big hotspot, because they are an important stakeholder. But I think the ground has shifted for everyone, for all stakeholders. And I think the narrative that has been coming out for them, looking at ways in which to try and support, for instance, take over Eskom's debt or find solutions to Eskom's debt, those were promising discussions. But in the graver situation where we're looking at increased load shedding, the sustainability of the whole organization and workers' livelihood is really at risk. And so, the only prudent thing to do now is to really look at ways to really contain the costs. And it's not necessarily to say that they need to cut back on workers in a significant way right now. But the point is that over the midterm expenditure framework, they were looking at a 10-year just transition for the case of Eskom. It now really can't look over the next 10 years. It's much shorter than that.
And if they don't maneuver quickly, what kind of credit risk are you pricing in, Jones, very quickly?
Well, it's really looking at the fact that for this year, the credit risk really is for 2022-23, where we don't see how the deficit or the funding gap, including all the debt service for some of these SOEs, will be funded going forward. I think for this year, we can clearly see where the sources of funds and borrowing is coming from, but it's not sustainable. So the credit risk looks to materialize within the next 2 to 3 years if we stay on the same path.
Well, Jones, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Jones Gondo from Nedbank CIB.